Welcome to the One Compliance podcast. I'm Theodora, and today I will be discussing why compliance is important regardless of the size of your company. While large corporations often have dedicated compliance teams, small businesses sometimes overlook this critical aspect. But guess what? Compliance isn't just for the big players, it's essential for everyone. When we think of compliance, most people think that it only applies to corporations or publicly traded companies. But when it comes to compliance, size doesn't matter, because even small businesses have to follow rules and regulations. Small businesses face the same regulatory landscape as their larger counterparts, whether it's tax laws, industry-specific regulations, or data privacy requirements, compliance matters. A compliance program helps businesses understand that mitigating compliance risks doesn't impact a company's finance or resources. In fact, it could even save you some money. Many business owners of smaller companies probably feel that their smaller budgets and limited staff means that compliance efforts can feel like a David versus Goliath battle. But ignoring compliance risks can lead to hefty fines, reputational damage, and even legal trouble, which could ultimately make or break a smaller business. A tailored compliance program brings with it many benefits. First, it can bring a company protection and peace of mind, because a compliance program acts as a shield. It protects the business from unexpected audits, penalties, and lawsuits. And peace of mind, it's just priceless. I mean, who wouldn't want peace of mind when it comes to managing a smaller business? A tailored compliance program can also build trust for your stakeholders or those who are responsible for ensuring that the company remains productive and, of course, profitable. After all, who wants to run a company if there aren't any profits to gain? Customers, investors, and partners want to know that you're playing by the rules. Compliance also demonstrates integrity and reliability. It makes your business stand out more than your competitors who are not being transparent and responsible in the management of their business. A compliance program also provides for operational efficiency. By allowing processes to be streamlined, which saves your business time and resources, compliance programs help you stay organized and efficient. They help you focus on the mission of your business instead of the nitty-gritty regulations and legal obligations. With a proper compliance program, your company can take the practical steps needed to ensure that your business runs smoothly. The first point is to incorporate a compliance program by knowing what your industry's rules are. Having clear guidance on what the industry-specific regulations are for your company is vital to ensuring you are meeting those requirements. You also need to keep in mind that even if you determine what those rules are, the rules are constantly changing, so you also need to be sure you have a way to keep up with those changes. And remember that the rules that apply to your competitors may not always be the same rules that you need to follow. Some businesses have rules based on the type of business entity that they formed. For example, if your business is established as an LLC and your competitor established their business as an S Corp, you might have rules different from them that you need to follow, and so on. But always stay informed about changes. Regulations evolve, and new regulations that you never had to follow can also come out. Another element needed in a compliance program is to establish clear policies and procedures. Once you have outlined your policies and procedures, you need to create a document, typically called something like a handbook or an employee manual or a policies and procedures manual, or whatever else somebody might want to call it. But regardless of what it's referred to as, the document needs to have your compliance guidelines in a written format, and you need to make it accessible to all employees, contractors, and maybe even to subcontractors and others that would need to be aware of the procedures your business follows to ensure the safety and security of your business, including that of your customers. These handbooks, as we will call them today, should cover everything from data protection to workplace safety, to so many other things. And don't forget that it's extremely important that there isn't any confusion about how things need to work in your company. The next element of the compliance program that is important is to also train and educate everyone in your company. You need to ensure that your team receives the training necessary and that everyone understands what their compliance responsibilities are. Regular workshops to keep everyone up to speed are also important. Another vital aspect of a compliance program involves risk assessment and mitigation. It is logical that your business has risk factors, and that as much as you believe you know how to run your business, there are often situations that can be unexpected or create issues in your company that you need to know how to handle. No one ever really hopes or wants anything to happen, but when it does happen, you want to establish some mitigation strategies that can help your company recover as quickly as possible. Just think about how things went down when the COVID pandemic hit worldwide. Many businesses struggled to find a path forward to keep their businesses afloat. Hundreds of thousands of small businesses went under completely during that situation. Therefore, it is extremely important that you identify risks unique to your business and develop strategies to minimize them. Now that you have a better understanding of what compliance is, I also want to make you aware of an example of a regulatory action that impacts more than 39 million businesses this year, and many businesses are not even aware of the reporting requirement. The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, also known as FinCEN, enacted a requirement based on the Corporate Transparency Act that all businesses must submit what is known as a Beneficial Ownership Information Report, or a BOI report. What this means is that almost every business, including LLCs, corporations, sole proprietorships, and many other business types, must file this report before the end of 2024. There is a small list of companies that are exempt from filing this form, but it is not very common for everyday small businesses to be one of those exempt companies. I'll give you an example that an accounting firm is an exempt company, but that's because they are already regulated and monitored by a federal regulatory agency. Beyond this report to FinCEN, there are other situations where a compliance program would benefit a company. Also important to note is that non-compliance of that BOI reporting requirement would render a late filing fee of $591 per day. So starting on January 1st, 2025, if you did not file your BOI report, you will start incurring this $591 per day fee. Moreover, if you are found to have willfully not complied with this requirement, you could also face a $10,000 fine and even a 2-year prison sentence. There are also some states that require a state beneficial ownership information report. New York State is one of those states, for example. In conclusion, please remember that compliance isn't a burden, it's an investment. Small businesses can thrive when they play by the rules. Tune in next time for more insights on One Compliance Podcast.